Every Time I Go on Vacation, Someone Dies, by Catherine Mack. Read for you by Elizabeth Evans. About the author. Eleanor Dash is the author of the Vacation Mysteries series, which began with When in Rome, a runaway bestseller that was on the New York Times bestseller list for 6 months. Eleanor studied marketing at the University of Southern California, but ended up skipping out on her first day of work with a big advertising company because she was deep into writing. Oops, that probably wouldn't have worked out anyway. Eleanor lives in Venice Beach, California, with her sister, Harper. One day, she hopes to work up the courage to jump out of an airplane. But since she gets vertigo in tall buildings, that's highly unlikely. You can follow her on all the usual places on social, but why would you want to? Chapter 1. I'm Going to Kill Him. Rome. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I want to commit a homicide. Why, you ask? Bear with me for a second, and I'll explain. I write books for a living. But the thing is, I never meant to write a book in the first place. I know that sounds nuts. Who writes an entire novel by accident? But that's what happened. 10 years ago, after a life-changing trip to Italy during a crisp January, I wrote a book. And, okay, I know what you're thinking. Didn't Elizabeth Gilbert do that already? Was it some kind of Eat, Pray, Love knockoff? I want to say no, but the truth is, kind of. I mean, there were thefts, detective work, and even a murder. But there was also lots of travel, a love story, and pasta. I'll get to all of that. What you need to know right now is that when I got home after a whirlwind month of adventure, I had an overwhelming urge to write down what had happened, and it spilled out of me in a feverish rush. How I met Connor Smith, how we got embroiled in solving a series of robberies that ended in a murder, how we fell in love. I sifted through everything we'd experienced, and out came When in Rome. And the things that happened in the months after that, getting an agent, selling the book at auction, being flown to New York to meet my publishing team, felt like a continuation of a dream I couldn't seem to wake up from. My wake-up call came 6 weeks before the book was scheduled to launch that November, because I'd forgotten one tiny detail. I never told Connor I was writing about him. I just invited him to meet me in New York and didn't tell him why. If I'm being honest, and that's what this is about, right? Confession. I thought that when I told him, he'd pick me up and twirl me around like in a scene from a movie. That's not what happened. Instead, I got, well, not blackmailed exactly, but something blackmail adjacent. Because once Connor understood that he was soon to be the star of a true crime novel, that I'd changed everyone else's names, including my own, to protect the guilty, but not his, he wanted 10% of my advance. It was that, or, he told the publisher with an elan I had to admire, he'd see us in court. Even though he didn't have a legal leg to stand on, my publisher didn't want to take the chance. I've always wanted to use footnotes in a manuscript, but my editor would never let me. Anyway, if you care about the legalities, you can use another person's real name, likeness, etc., in a book, so long as they're presented in a neutral or positive way. Since Connor was the hero of When in Rome, it wasn't defamation. I should note that I'm not a lawyer, and you shouldn't construe anything I write in here as legal advice. And there was a clause in my contract that said if we went to court, I'd be on the hook for the legal fees. I didn't even remember seeing that clause. You can ignore these, by the way. But if you're interested, it's called an indemnification clause. Google it. I mean, does anyone read 20-page single-spaced contracts? I was going to from now on, obviously. But in the meantime, what if I gave him the cut of my advance he wanted, my publisher asked. That would make it so much simpler for everyone. So, I paid. One book, I thought. One book, and then I'd be rid of him. Everyone who's ever been blackmailed in the history of blackmail probably thinks that. I'll pay once, and that'll be enough. Spoiler alert, it's never enough.